Hi, Mary-Ann. It's Guy Garvey again. Thanks so much for the Torres recommendation. I really enjoyed it. And yeah, you're right. The way it unfolded, the climax of it was well worth waiting for. For one reason or another, it put me in mind of this tune by Lift to Experience. We toured with Lift to Experience in 2001 while they were promoting the only record they made as a band, which was called The Texas Jerusalem Crossroads. It came out on Bella Union in the UK. And the band split up shortly afterwards. They were besieged with personal tragedy just after the tour we did with them, and it finished the band off. And it took 10 years for the lead singer, Joshua T. Pearson, to reappear with a solo album after that, but it won Rough Trade Album of the Year. It's called Last of the Country Gentlemen, and it's an amazing record. So this story has a happy ending. But before it all went wrong for Lift to Experience, while we were on that tour, night after night, they'd play this song as the climax of their set, and Elbow would be straight down the front, having just got off the stage, straight down the front and going bananas. It is called, very fittingly, for the most amazing three-piece I've ever witnessed live, These Are The Days, and it's Lift to Experience. Lots of love, Mary-Ann.
These are the days, marching toward us with vengeance in their eyes.